Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Crash Dubai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is the update for Thursday, 19th of May, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island. Background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. Our ambulance fleet is short-staffed. We've got the latest COVID news. Is farming a dangerous job? There's no farewell for Ballacameen Year 11s. And from Ramsey, with mixed opinions on the Ramsey Marina.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster My, Dave Moore.
Faster My, there have been no further COVID-19-related deaths recorded on the Isle of Man in the last 7 days. It means the number of those who've died with the virus since the start of the pandemic remains at 105. Paid parking at Ronalds Way Airport will come into force next Tuesday. It was due to begin 2 days ago. Head teacher Adrian Burnett says Year 11 pupils at Ballacameen High School won't be able to say farewell to one another at the end of term. Earlier this week, a number of students began a campaign to enable them to have a final day together after they began study leave early due to staff absences. There'll be no more fines for Boris Johnson over parties at Downing Street during lockdown after police closed their investigation. 126 penalties have been handed out in total. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says that shows the Prime Minister's presided over industrial-scale law-breaking. Scientific advisers have sent the UK government recommendations on who should receive COVID booster jabs this autumn. JCVI experts are suggesting they're given to over 65s, care home residents and frontline health and social care workers. And a man who snatched a teenager from a bus stop before murdering her with a hammer has been told he'll spend at least 3 decades in jail. Bobby Ann McLeod's killer Cody Ackland was obsessed with serial murderer Ted Bundy. Those are the update news headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dave. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there is an intermittent strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea on the Isle of Man this evening. Dry, partially cloudy with a fresh to strong southwest wind. Overnight minimum 11 Celsius. And the 3-day weather forecast continues for Friday, tomorrow, Chahenya. Dry with variable clouds, sunny intervals and a fresh south-southwesterly. Some patchy showers and it'll be sunny Friday afternoon. With a daytime maximum 15 Celsius down to 9 degrees through the night. And Saturday, Jasan, dry and bright at first, clouding over with intermittent light rain later in the day and 15 degrees Celsius. Tides on the way out, low waters 2 minutes past 9, sunset 21 minutes past 9. High water, 8 minutes before 3 a.m. Sunrise, 7 minutes past 5 a.m. And the morning low tide, 17 minutes past 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
The COVID reproduction rate, the R number on the Isle of Man, now stands at 1.19, up from 0.56 last week, according to the latest weekly surveillance report published by Public Health. Here's Rob Pritchard.
Elsewhere, there have been no further COVID-19-related deaths recorded on the Isle of Man in the last 7 days. It means the number of those who've died with the virus since the start of the pandemic remains at 105. Meanwhile, the current 7-day average of confirmed positive cases locally now stands at 27. Public Health goes on to add it's seen a plateauing in case numbers over the last week. Furthermore, officials state, given there are no new variants of concern at the moment, Public Health expects the fall in cases to continue as the BA2 Omicron wave of the virus passes through the susceptible population and the island moves from spring into summer. Public Health also adds that the R number is prone to large fluctuations when reported daily case numbers are small.
25 to 6 on Manx Radio. Ben McCree's just entering Douglas Inner Harbour. And the Health Minister says there are some issues at the moment in recruitment for the Isle of Man's ambulance fleet. Laurie Hooper believes that whilst there's been a slight impact on ambulance waiting times, it's not a challenge that can't be overcome.
I'm pretty sure I gave a Tim Wool answer about this quite recently, actually. There aren't quite a number of targets in place, actually, for waiting times. So, for example, I think the waiting time at the moment, the target for a Category 1 is 7-minute response, and I think they're averaging about 10. So like I say, there has been a slight impact as a result of some of the vacancy issues, but it isn't something at the moment that's insurmountable, and I know that Manx Care are working hard to try and bring those times back down, largely through trying to recruit more staff.
You mentioned it's around recruitment. That's one of the main issues at the moment. Why is that the case at the moment?
I think it's just because there is a lot of recruitment challenges across the health service, not just on the island, but in the UK as well. I mean, what you're looking really for here are paramedics, quite high demand. Like you say, there's already issues across, and that is one area where I think the UK situation does have an impact on us, because obviously if they've got demand-related issues and they're looking at staffing and vacancies, we're recruiting from the same pool, essentially. And I think it's not a new challenge. It's across the piece, really, if you look at some of the vacancy rates we have in health. But like I say, Manx Care are working hard to try and resolve that as one of their key priorities.
And how do you get around that? You say, obviously, it is a very effectively a very competitive job market the Isle of Man has got to compete with, whether it's the Northwest or the rest of the UK, for that matter. How do you try and get around that in the long term?
For me, I think it's about making those kind of structural changes to make the Isle of Man more broadly a really attractive place to kind of relocate to, an attractive place to train, an attractive place to work. And I think we're getting there. I think the Locate team inside DfE do a pretty good job of marketing the island and advertising some of our USPs and the work-life balance and the fact that everything is so close to home over here. I think there's probably more we can do. I think there's always more we can do, to be honest, to try and promote the island. But it isn't just a problem in the health service. If you go and talk out there in the private sector, I think everyone is struggling to get staff. It's why it's one of government's key aims and key ambitions as part of the island plan, is to try and find a way of saying, well, actually, how do we make the Isle of Man an even more attractive place to live and work? And then how do we attract people to actually come over here and fill those jobs and relocate here permanently?
The Matrix signs are showing no problems on the mountain road this evening. Earlier this week, the Enterprise Minister said he'd seen no financial backing for a marina at Ramsey. However, he was pushing to see planning applications for the development put forward. Since then, there have been mixed opinions about the marina. Here's Christian Jones.
Local resident Pauline has strong beliefs that the marina is being used as an excuse to create a housing estate on the beach.
We don't want this beach taken. It's the cleanest beach, one of the cleanest beaches on the Isle of Man, with really good water quality. A lot of people use the beach. It's really clean, safe for children. They say we can use the northern beach. It's not a clean beach. It's full of stones. It's not safe for swimming like this one is. The sewage pipe used to run out through there. I think a marina would be good for Ramsey, but they've picked the wrong spot there. And I think the only reason they've got it is they want the housing estate there, actually on the beach. They want to take that beach away.
Meanwhile, MLC Marlene Masker is stressing not to get caught up in the finer details, but to look at the bigger picture.
Ramsey needs more employment opportunities, more housing, more footfall for the town, as we've heard. And so I think we need to keep an open mind. Don't shut the door. Don't believe some of the missed messages that are out there. Let's really look forward, be together as a town, and really look at the opportunities, as the Victorians did. They saw this unique location as a jewel in the island's crown. Let's not spoil opportunities for future generations, because that's what it's all about.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
The Manx National Farmers Unions agreed with the results from a survey which puts farming at the top of the most dangerous professions to be in. But what's the pay like, and is there danger money?
Results from the survey showed 133 fatalities in farming across the UK in a 5-year window. Whilst there haven't been any on the island in the same time period, severe injuries have been reported. However, working in hazardous environments doesn't always seem to translate to danger money, despite high demand for workers to fill openings in some of the most dangerous jobs. General Secretary of the Union Sarah Comish and David Wilkinson, who is the manager of NFU Mutual, believe part of the reason is due to farms being family run and owned.
We do sort of mirror the UK in that respect. It is one of the lowest paying jobs. It's a very rewarding job to have in many respects, but financially there are a lot of pressures on the sector, and that does impact on what we're talking about today, which is mental health and farm risks as well. So they all combine sometimes and put farms under an enormous amount of pressure.
The majority of farming businesses are family businesses in terms of diversification. So, you know, as we're coming up to TT, campsites, different sort of diversification to support their general farming income. A lot of the local clients we have here, obviously, you know, farming is in their blood, it goes back generations, etc. rather than the sort of general agricultural employee, of which there are quite a few, is perhaps more common across the water than it is on the island.
Head teacher Adrian Burnett says Year 11 pupils at Ballacameen High School won't be able to say farewell to one another at the end of this term. The students began study leave early this week due to staff absences. They've been offered a 20-minute session next Monday to meet up and sign each other's shirts. Ms Burnett says there's no need for them to gather on the final day together.
I certainly am aware of the campaign, and I must admit I'm a bit amused by some of the comments, because our students have had leavers ceremonies in our studio theatre. Their tutors gave heartfelt speeches and each student was presented with their record of achievement. We really tried to make it a special day for the students. We had star cloths up, we brought in balloon displays, and there were lots of photos of students in their friendship groups. The only thing that is different this year, of course, is that we haven't had the traditional shirt signing. I would also say that after the leavers ceremony, students should do that. They should leave school. Every other secondary school on the island, all Year 11 students have already commenced their study leave. We just decided to still offer lessons for those students who wanted to come in. And I would say that well over half of our students have chosen to revise at home, as is their want to do so.
But there's absolutely no way that you could grant them their wish of having a full day together at the last day of term.
Dave, they wouldn't have a full day together because they would be in lessons. You know, I have been head teacher at Ballacameen for more than 20 years now, and on the last day of term, students go to lessons, and it's only at break and lunch times that they are signing shirts.
But their argument on that is that really, because it's the last day, they're not real lessons.
They are, and what they're doing is they're talking with their teachers, they're getting some last-minute revision if that's what is needed. I mean, don't forget, over half of our students have already left and are working at home, and some students have actually finished all their exams now. We've never had a day where students are, there is a big ceremony on that final day, because that's already happened.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 14 minutes past two. She's safely on the link span below Manx Radio in Douglas Harbour. She'll be departing at 7.45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure 2.15, back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. High-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 2 minutes to 3. She's in the Mersey at the moment, soon be on the link span at the pierhead by the Liver building in Liverpool, departing at 7.15, back to Douglas tonight at 10. Tomorrow morning's departures, 7.30, high-speed craft Mananan to Liverpool, 8.45, motorship Ben McCree to Heysham.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The Special Olympics Isle of Man teams arrive back on the island with a haul of medals, and to meet them at Ronald's Way, Chanel Suku.
A total of 18 athletes took part in various categories at the Special Olympics in Malta. Together, they brought home 2 gold medals, 3 silver medals and 7 bronze medals. Ethan Butler is part of the football team that was awarded bronze.
We had a playoff and we won 4-0 against home nation Malta. It's a brilliant game, honestly. It was from losing the previous day, but we got our heads up and we played absolutely brilliantly the next day. Myself scoring a hat-trick and Mark scoring one as well. So it was a brilliant game, honestly. We couldn't have planned it any better.
Duncan Watterson won bronze in the team relay, and he also took part in the shot put and 100-metre events.
It's always exciting to go away every time. When we go to another country, they invite us in open arms. It's just fantastic. My team's just fantastic as well. They're just amazing, not just the athletics team, but everyone on the team as well, because it's their most first time away, and it gets them ready for the next World Big Games or any competitions away.
Anne Corlett is the chairperson of the Isle of Man Special Olympics.
It just makes you burst with pride. It's just so, I mean, it's quite emotional, really, when they go and when they come back. And when you can see on Facebook all that they've been doing, it is just tremendous. And yes, it is first time for some. The biggest thanks in all of this have to go to the coaches and volunteers that go along and help to look after them, help to get them where they're supposed to be.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
5:45 on Manx Radio. One of the biggest pub operators in Britain's warned the cost headwinds present a significant challenge to the industry. industry and that it's suffering cost inflation of more than 10%. Mitchells and Butlers, whose brands include Harvester and All Bar One, said it expected its $1.8 billion cost base to rise by about 11.5% this year and a further 6% next year, although high volatility in energy markets could push the figure even higher. UK pub and restaurant companies have been hit hard by the fallout from the war in Ukraine, which has driven rapid inflation in all ingredients and energy costs, while the rapid switch from COVID lockdowns to full operations, coupled with Brexit, apparently has created a staffing crisis. For a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookhall.com. Copenhagen Lux has opened its first store in the British Isles, choosing Duke Street in Douglas as the preferred location. The business was established 16 years ago with shops across Scandinavia, notably in Denmark and Sweden. They specialise in women's clothing with the emphasis on Danish fashion.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European stocks declined as global markets were rattled by fears of rampant inflation. US stocks sank lower. Oil rose on hopes that a planned easing of restrictions in Shanghai could improve fuel demand. Gold rose over 1.5% as the slide in the dollar and treasury yields burnished bullion's safe haven status. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookhall reporting the FTSE 100 closed down at 1.8% at the close in London, 7,302. The DAX in Frankfurt was down 0.9% at the close at 13,882. Currently, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down almost 0.3% at 31,400. The S&P 500 up just over 0.3% at 3,936. And the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index is up 1.2% at 11,558. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently trading at $1.25, €1 18.1. And 19 South African rand, 82.3 cents. In commodities, gold's up 1.5% at $1,842 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up just over 1% at $110.31.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookhall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookhall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update at manxradio.com or call 682-631.
Changes to schemes to help Manx residents buy a home will be made by the summer, according to the politician charged with tackling the Isle of Man's housing crisis. The Housing and Community Board's action plan has been given the green light in Tynwald. Its chair, Chris Thomas, MHK, was asked whether the plan could be considered too ambitious.
Of course it can, but we hope to deliver according to the plan. And I described it as bold and ambitious. It is bold and ambitious, but we have a housing crisis, which has got several dimensions, and we need to solve it.
You said in the debate applying, I think, a modern dimension to paraphrase sort of old problems. Is that what you see as a way forward?
Empty properties is something that's been discussed in the context of planning and in so many other things. 20 years ago, we had an empty properties initiative when we only had 2,000 empty properties. We've now got 6,000. Back in 2001 to 2005, it was decided we didn't need to focus on empty properties because we only had 2,000 houses. Now we have 6,000. What's wrong with revisiting the solutions that were put on the table then and taking them forward with a modern twist? Likewise with conveyancing, why not revisit old recommendations that haven't yet been implemented? But having said that, the real progress we've already made is on homelessness. So I announced that for 12 months, GRI would be supported by government. And in that time, we would put in place proper emergency housing and supported living arrangement, a housing first approach. I also stated that subject to council minister's approval next week, by August, we would have new shared equity assistance scheme with increased thresholds and better terms. And also announced that emergency loans inside the social security system should also be changed back slightly to help people in an emergency, as was originally intended. And that should be coming in July, Tynwald.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting tonight with TT News, and John McGuinness will reunite with SMT Racing in the Supersport class for the 2022 races. The Morecambe Missile will be on board a Honda CBR 600 for the two four-lap races as he links up with Robin Croft's squad. He last rode for them at the Macau Grand Prix between 2010 and 2012, during which he recorded three top seven finishes, whilst Croft assisted McGuinness in his Ducati Tri-Options Cup campaigns in 2020 and 2021. Elsewhere, the 23-time TT winner will be riding for the official Honda Racing UK team in the Superbike and Superstock categories, alongside newcomer and now double Superbike race winner at this year's Northwest 200, Glenn Irwin. Next, we look once again at football, and it'll be Corinthians and Peel who'll face off in the upcoming Ascot Hotel Junior Cup final. Both sides won their respective semi-final clashes last night. Corinthians were 6-4 winners against Douglas High School Old Boys, whilst Peel managed a 3-2 victory over Ayr United. Elsewhere on Wednesday evening, Ramsey beat Union Mills 5-2 in the Canada Life Combi 1, and in Combi 2, Castletown were comfortable 6-1 winners away at Governors Athletic, and Jim's edged to a 2-1 win against Colby. Turning to tonight, and there are two fixtures penned in to take place. Castletown host Corinthians in the Canada Life Women's Football, kicking off at 6:30pm, whilst there's also one clash in the Masters Football, as Peel face Onken. That'll get underway at 6:45pm. And finally, in athletics, this evening sees Manx Harriers host a 5-kilometre racewalk on the NSC roadway. There was originally also going to be a 5K run on the same circuit. However, this has had to be postponed due to organisational issues. A 5K run will now take place there on the 20th of July. Meanwhile, on Friday night, Western AC are holding the second round of the Dave Phillips Series on Peel Promenade. Races for the under-13s and upwards will be using the Headlands course, and the under-9s and under-11s will be racing on the promenade.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
8 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, inbound at Ronald's Way, the 20 past five. EasyJet from Manchester came in 10 minutes late. The 25 to 6, Logan Air from Manchester won't be in until just gone 6 o'clock this evening. The 5 to 8, returning patient transfer, Logan Air from Liverpool, has been delayed till at least 8:15. Logan Air's 5 past 8 inbound from London City showing on time, and the 25 to 9 inbound EasyJet from Gatwick showing on time as well. Departures from the Isle of Man, the 10 to 6 EasyJet to Manchester showing on time. 6 o'clock, Logan Air to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane, that's delayed till 6:30. Consequently, there'll be a late return this evening. The final departure tonight, the 5 past 9 EasyJet back to Gatwick showing on time at the moment. In Castletown, the closure of Malou Street's been extended for sewer work to continue until the end of this month, should finish just before TT. Castle Street still one way northbound for building work in Castletown for the next year or so. In Port Erin, still got some temporary traffic lights on Upper Promenade 24 hours a day. They're doing service connections and resurfacing work. In St John's, those temporary lights 24 hours a day should be gone in the next couple of days, but they're still there between St John's and Ballylease Bridge for stone wall repairs. Hawarden Avenue in Douglas is closed for scaffolding work. A section of the A26 in St Mark's between St Mark's and Ballysellers closed for water main work just south of Ballygarry Farm Lane. Some diversion showing. The Doon Loop Road's closed because they're laying replacement water mains. That's till the end of July. In Laxey, the bottom end of Norca Hill's closed between Glen Road and Lower Cronkari for work on a new surface water drainage pipe. In Peel, a section of Mill Road's closed near the power station for pipe work, and there are temporary lights on North View in Peel for resurfacing.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
An ambitious 10-year strategy aimed at attracting 500,000 visitors to the Isle of Man within 10 years has been endorsed by Tim Wald. Simon Richardson from Manx Radio News put it to the Department for Enterprise member Rob Callister, MHK. It's ambitious.
Yes, I do think it's a very ambitious scheme. I think it's great to have the full support of Tim Wald members. It's the first tourism strategy that's gone before the court since 2004. It is ambitious, but I think it's an achievable target. But that's why it's a 10-year strategy. It gives us time to regroup, to rebuild, and then to focus of laying down the foundations for a real successful tourism sector over the next 10 years.
The overwhelming thing that came up in the debate, there was obviously great support for what you're trying to do, but the problem seems to be the cost of getting to and from the island, both air and sea.
I think, yes, absolutely right. And I think as we come out of COVID-19, the costs are going to be high. We need to work through that. I think we definitely would welcome a review of other open skies policy to make sure that we've got regularity of our flights, to make sure that when our tourists need them, when businesses need them. But from the back of that, then to look at the cost, to try and find ways to make the Isle of Man competitive. As I mentioned in my speech, the UK is now, its own tourism market has grown. So the Isle of Man is the perfect position for an eco destination, to capture some of that destination and to attract people over. But to achieve that, we've got to add additional routes, and we've got to add to make sure that we are very much cost sensitive when we're using our boats and our airlines to come to the Isle of Man.
Been a lot of criticism of late of the state of the island in many respects. Criticism that there's been a lack of pride in what we offer. Also that footpaths aren't being restored and repaired. These are all issues that must be addressed.
Absolutely agreed. I think some people have highlighted some major concerns, and I absolutely support them highlighting that. I think local authorities have a responsibility. I think government has a responsibility, and I think we all have a responsibility.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Rob Pritchard. Just a quick note, the cashless parking system at Ronalds Way Airport is going to be launched next Tuesday, the 24th. That Ringo app. Next Tuesday, it'll start on time. And the Chamber of Commerce has asked to meet the Chief Minister to discuss points raised in his Timbles speech this week. Those and other stories, lots more news we couldn't get into Update Tonight at manxradio.com on the Manx Radio app. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel, where you can like the video, hit the bell, and receive notifications. It's a gorgeous evening across the Isle of Man. I hope you enjoy it. WINT